This is KCUR 89.3. The U.S. nuclear power industry is shrinking. Another plant goes offline today. Nuclear power is expensive compared to some alternatives. KCUR's Frank Morris reports that that's forcing the industry to reckon with what critics call a broken system.
This plant where I'm standing is a good example. This is the Fort Calhoun nuclear power plant, half an hour north of Omaha, Nebraska. This plant is full of new equipment. There's a building right across from me, a white concrete box that's still under construction. It's licensed until 2033. But this plant is shutting down.
I think we're going 100 miles an hour, running perfect, and somehow they just took the wheels out from underneath us, and now we're trying to skid to a halt.
Brock Lindau spent most of his career at the Fort Calhoun nuclear plant. He helped install almost $700 million in upgrades that got the plant through a flood and a fire and helped get it licensed to operate until 2033. In turn, the plant's given Lindau a good income, which he's used to buy a big house.
So today, I have to paint the trim around the windows.
Lisa Lindau says they love this place, but they have to get it ready to sell when Brock loses his job.
And it's kind of sad because you think, as you're painting, you think a lot, you know, and you can't help but think as you paint, you're painting for the next people.
If the Lindaus are perplexed, it's understandable. The Fort Calhoun plant cranked out electricity for 43 years, and it was licensed for another 17. Decommissioning will cost up to $1.5 billion and take up to 60 years. Still, Tim Burke figures eating all of that is cheaper than keeping the plant in production. Burke runs the Omaha Public Power District, which owns Fort Calhoun, and he says that operating a small plant like this one, especially in a region with abundant wind power and natural gas, just doesn't make sense.
So we had low-cost energy, primarily due to increased wind, low-cost natural gas, and a lot of capacity now in this regional transmission organization.
And it's not like his customers are using more power. Across the U.S., demand has been flat for a decade. New capacity drives down price. Nuclear power, with its stiff regulations and fixed expenses, can have a hard time competing.
There's certainly accelerated decommissioning. There's a lot more decommissioning going on now than there was, say, 10 or 15 years ago.
Allison McFarlane, former chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, says it wasn't supposed to be like this. A decade ago, low-carbon nuclear power had a bright future as a tool to fight climate change. Now the industry's shrinking.
There are now more plants going offline than coming online.
Then what happens to the nuclear waste?
Yeah, well, that's an excellent question. It doesn't go anywhere. There isn't any solution for it right now, which is a big problem.
The government had a solution, Yucca Mountain in Nevada. Utility ratepayers kicked in $34 billion to develop a long-term storage facility there. But Christina Simeone with the Kleinman Center for Energy Policy says that plan's not going anywhere.
So what is happening is plants across the country are having to store waste on site. That's every nuclear power plant in the country is storing this high-level radioactive waste on site.
Simeone says that setup is, A, dangerous. Nuclear power plants, de facto nuclear waste dumps, are sited near water, which can spread nuclear waste, and B, expensive. Waste has to be stored in heavy concrete casks and guarded. The government has already paid more than $5 billion for that, and Simeone says that figure is likely to mushroom to about $30 billion minimum a decade from now. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.